Today's daf is daf, so we're going to take it from around 10 lines down on Yud Amud Aleph, where the first word on the line is Techila. Actually a few Techilas here, but towards the end of the line says Rav Nachman V'Rav Chista. So this really is going to explain what we did a couple of days ago. The Gemara never really told us the whole discussion Magbiya Metzila Chaveiro. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista both say Damri Tervayu HaMagbiya Metzila Chaveiro Lo Kana Chaveiro. So we had this a couple days ago. If I pick up an object for somebody else as a zochin for him, so then the lach is a paskin lokan, it doesn't work as a kin. The Gemara never explained to us why that was. So now the Gemara tells us my time, and what's the reason it doesn't work? Isn't it zochin? Do we have a kind of zochin lefanov? Zochin lefanov? So Gemara says, my time, havitofis lebalcho b'makum shechav lacher. Everyone now has really first dibs to this Aveda. So if I pick it up for Reuven, so that means everyone else is losing out. They could have picked up an Aveda and they're losing out. I mean, the concept, you can't take a chov for somebody else if someone else is going to be at a loss. So Gemara says, V'atofis v'achov v'machom shifchad l'achirim l'okana. Okay, so when we gave that, I gave the daf the other day, second day Rosh Hashanah, so Mati Slansky had asked the question, it's actually Machlokas Rashi Tosos. So if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says l'okana. We're much further down than Rashi's. Probably around the last 15 narrow lines, the first word is l'okana. So it doesn't work, lo kana. Rashi says, Kedamar biksuvis delav kol kimine lios kofitz me'ilav v'chav le'elu. I have no right, I'm not collecting for myself, I'm collecting for Reuven. But I have no right to collect for Reuven when Shimon also has the same taina to collect from that person. So Reuven could collect for himself, but I can't collect for him. So why? Me'acher shelo aso oso hanosha shliach litfos. So Mati had asked me before, well, let's say Reuven appointed me to be a shliach, to collect on his behalf, to be a collection agency. Is that permitted? So we thought, yeah, of course, if I'm shliach, I'm shlucho she'adam kamoso, I can collect for Reuven. Rashi says, yes, I'm allowed to. From the fact that I wasn't appointed by Reuven, I'm not allowed to collect. But had I been appointed by Reuven to be shliach, then I would be allowed to collect for Reuven, even though Shimon's at a loss. Because shlucho she'adam kamoso. But look what Tosos writes. Tosos, Dibur Maschil Tofes, the Baal Chol, B'mokhom Shechav Lachem Lokani. He quotes Perish Rashi, Mishum Delo Asal Shliach, and he says, Tosos Ein Nir, this doesn't appear correct to me. The Perka Kosev, the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Pei Dalet, Mashma Gavi Uvza, Diyemar Bart Chashu, the Tofes, the Baal Chol, B'mokhom Shechav Lachem Lokani. Afilu Asal Shliach. If you look in the Gemara there, it sounds like he's a Shliach, and it still doesn't work as a Shliach. So Rashi goes against the Gemara.
But he doesn't explain why it doesn't make sense.
The svar for this.
Yeah.
What's that? Says machlokas achron how to explain the reason. What's the machlokas whether shliach doesn't work? L'charosh shlucho she'adam kamoso. It should work. So what's the Gemara saying there that doesn't work? So the way the Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why it doesn't work is because it's an avera. To tafus l'bachol b'makom shechav le'acherim, that's an avera for everybody else. For me to take it and b'makom everyone else. So ain't shliach l'dvar avera. No, with this, even right, without a shliach.
Right.
So with the shliach, ain shliach ledvar vera,
right,
says the Pnei Yeshua. So therefore, the shlichus doesn't work. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And now the Ksos HaChoshen says, now that doesn't make sense. Okay. It's not the mishalech has no avera there. It's only ain shliach ledvar vera. If the mishalech were to kill someone, and if he points a shliach to kill someone, it's an avera for both parties. Then we say ain shliach ledvar vera. But the mishalech, I have every right to collect it on my own. So then a shliach as a representative of me won't be considered an avera either. It's only some random guy who collects for me as opposed to collecting for that guy. But when I point to shliach, that's not a shliach d'var avera.
I don't understand the first svara. Why would be an avera? If somebody owes you money, and by collecting the money, other people don't get that money. Why would it be an avera?
It's like a mazik other people.
But why? It's owed to you.
Yeah, but I don't have first rights to it over you. You and I are owed money by this guy here.
I mean, it should have been divided equally.
Equally or first come, first serve. Me or you get it first. But have Andy come and collect.
No, forget about the shliach.
You know, not a shliach. The Isser is of Andy, not as a shliach. Andy says he likes me a lot. He doesn't like you so much. I see the guy over there. I'm going to collect the money for me. I didn't appoint him. Why is it fair that he's representing me and not representing you? That's an Isser. But if I appoint him a shliach, then he's my representative. So then it's an extension of me. That's allowed. Says Rashi, it still doesn't work because ain shliach l'dvar
avera. But when it's a gemara that refers to the baal chov b'makom shechav l'acherim, is that a third party or the baal?
A third party.
Oh, it's a third
party. A third party collects for me, not for you.
Right.
So that's the debate. So Rashi says, but if it's a shliach, it works.
Why is it an avera though?
Because it's being mazik someone else. the guy is not paying back me or you, right?
So if you would have collected it, it would be an aver also?
That's not, if I'm collecting, I'm doing, as I have a right to collect it. I have a tfis
so
on
you're giving the right to Andy.
Oh, I didn't point to shliach though. If I pointed him a shliach, then fine.
But still, Rashi says, even if you appoint him a shliach.
No, he says, me'acha, the fact that you didn't appoint a shliach, but had you appointed a shliach, then it would be okay. Tosa says, even if you appoint a shliach, it doesn't work. Why? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, because the shliach is doing an avera. If he's a, let's say he's a third party, not a shliach, it's an avera. So they're arguing about the nature of shlichas. Really what comes down to, how much is a shlucha sh'adam kamosa? That's really what comes down to.
And the original machloket is really that it says zach in the adam shelo v'fanav, but in this case, since it's mafsid to somebody else, you don't say zach
in the adam. It's chav l'achem, exactly.
The only place.
That's what you say, yeah.
Why is it Shliach Savera?
No, because he's being chavla other people. He's causing a loss for... He's collecting for me and not collecting for Dr. Simai. So that's not fair.
Right, the
he's causing a hazik to him.
Here is a third person decides to call Goel Adam. If you have a Goel Adam and you appoint Andy to go kill, you know, the mitzvah is only on you to be Goel Adam, not...
So there's an Isser. Right.
That's
an Avera, right.
Maybe.
But it's still, Hezek also is an Isser. We spoke about that in the beginning, Baba Kama, what the Isser of Hezek is. Okay. Fine. Okay, either way, there's a very important machlokas here about the nature of Shlichas. That's what it boils down to. Okay. So, let's go back to now. The Gemara asks the question, Eisivei Rav Ol Rav Nachman, B'mitzias Poel La'atzmo. The worker finds an object while he's working in my field, he's allowed to keep this. B'med V'amar Mu'un, when is this true? Bisman Shamarlo Bal Habais Nachashi Mi Hayom Adri Mi Hayom. When the Baal Habais says, I want you to plow for me, I want you to fix the land for me. So then anything you do on your own, that's your own time. But you still have to, you know, Rashi points out, Midin Choshemish, but if I take off time from working on the computer and I'm checking my email, I need to take the time off. I can't charge that time. So if I take off a few minutes from plowing and I go pick up a metzia, I can't charge that time to the Baal Habais. Fine. If I say to my worker, everything you do today, you're working for me, so then the halacha is mitziyasa shabbat bais, who I get to keep it, because every malacha, lav dafka chorish, even picking up a mitziyah, would be mine. So what do you see there? Why is that true? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, last seven narrow lines down, amar lo asa imi malacha yom, ko malacha shu osim malachas bal baisi, the kana bal habayis. I'm kone when he picks it up for me. Alma, magbia mitzil chavero kana chavero. Rav Nachman above said lo kana chavero because it's makom lechav lecherim. But here the Paul picks up for me at the bal habayis, even though others are losing out on the mitzil. So how does that work? It's a kasha against Rav Nachman. So answers Rav Nachman. Amar lei shiny poel diyado kiyad bal habayis. It's stronger than a shliach. The yad a poel is mamish like a hand of the bal habayis. It's not viewed as a step. It's an extension of him, and that's why it works. So then the Gemara says, is that really true? It's really Yad Poel Kiyad Baal Habayis? V'hamar Rav, Poel Yochol Lachzer Ba'afiluk B'chatzi Hayom. The Poel is allowed to retract. He could say, you know what, I don't like this job, I'm walking away. Even though he made an agreement for the day, he could walk away. So we see from there, he's not an extension. He has the upper hand, the Poel. He's not viewed as a Yad of the Baal Habayis. And the Gemara says, Amar le, ko kama de lo ha derbe, kiad ba'al ba'isu. No. So long as he's working for me, he's my yad. Inechanami has the right to retract. Once he retracts, he's no longer mine. But so long as he's working as my employee, he's my yad. And therefore, it's not viewed as a shlichus. He can be magbia for me, because it's as if I'm being magbia for myself. But ki ha derbe, when he retracts, why is he allowed to retract if he's really considered my yad? He should have no right. I mamish own him. Says the Gemara, Taim Machrinahu, there's a reason why we let him go back and Choser Dechsiv Kli Bnei Yisrael Avadim Avadayhem Velo Avadim LaAvadim. Because Klai Yisrael are only Avadim of Hashem, they're not Avadim of people. So had we made the Poel stay, complete the job for that day, he'd be Avadim to Avadim. And that's against, it's an Issa Deraisa to do that, so we have to allow him to walk away if he wants. But in Echanami, so long as he's working for me, he's Mamish Kiyad Baal Bayis, and as if I picked it up myself. Okay, you look at the Tosos for a second. Divrei Maskil Kili Bnei Yisrael Avadim says Tosos nearly. It appears to me that Mikom Makom Mutar Atom Lahaschir Atzmo. It's even though when you are working for the employer, so then you're an Eved. Ah, shouldn't that be? You should never work for someone else. That's an Isser of Avadim. So Gemara says, Dafka Evid Ivri, there's only an issue for an Evid Ivri to sell himself, Shenu Yachal Achsebo, where he's not able to retract. Venu Yota Kodum Zmanu, he can't leave early, Ela Bishtar Shichur Over, Mishum Avadahim. He's over the Isser because he can never retract. But once a regular Poel has the ability to retract, he doesn't violate the Isser of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amr Bichir Ba'aba, Amr B'Yochanan HaMagbiya Matzil Chavero, Kana Chavero. Rabbi Yochanan argues on what we said above. He thinks a person can be magbia on behalf of someone else. Zachin does work, even though it's chav la'achirim. Vim tomer mishnah seinu. Ah, but what about a mishnah? A mishnah says, remember from yesterday we learned, the guy says, pick up the mitziah for me. And he says to him, Noah, what was the line here again?
He's keeping it for himself.
He says, I'll keep it for myself, not for you. So Gemara says, damar tini liv, lamar zachile. Because the guy says, give it to me, he says he wants it to come to him, only once he has received it is it going to be a kinim. Had he said, Zochali, I want you to merit for me, Eina Chanami, the Mishnah would have agreed, HaMagbiya, Mitzil Chavero, would be Kana Chavero. Okay.
So he's explaining why our Mishnah wasn't Kana. Would Chachamim agree to that?
It sounds like not. It sounds like Rav Nachman.
It's
a machlokas. I'm a rabbi about this. Yeah. If you look at Tosus for a second, there's a small Tosus with Dibra Maschil Vlo Amar Zachali. You didn't say Zachali. Vim Tomar the Beper Kama the Gittin Kama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself says Kola Omer Tenu Komer Zachu. He says there's no difference. When you say Tenu, it's as if you're saying Zachu. How come here in the Gemara he says there's a difference between Tenuli versus Zachali? And she's told us, "V'yeshlomer deshayni hasim the das acheres maknaso." The Gemara in Kitten is talking about where the das acheres maknas. Some other guy's giving it to him. So therefore, tenu is like zachu. You need less of a statement because there's another guy who's really handing it over. But our mission is a case of metzia. There's no das acheres makner, so you need a stronger lashon for it to work. So only zachali works. But Tenoili doesn't work. That's Tosus's answer. We saw several times in throughout Chas, when there's a Das Acheres Makner, on one hand it makes a Kinnon easier. On the other hand, sometimes we find it makes it actually harder because there's some friction of competition who owns it. Okay. Mishnah now says, Re'eh Ra'a Samatziah, the guy sees a Matziah, V'nafala, and he falls on top of it. Uva Acher, some other guy, V'hichzikba, how the guy grabs it underneath him while he fell on top of it. The guy who holds on to it, he's ochet. Because in nefila, there's no kinnin of a nefila. It doesn't work as a kinnin. So we're about to see in a second the halachas of Dal Amos, Kone Chaver, of a guy within Dal Amos that works. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, why does the Mishnah say hichzikba? Why don't you say the guy walks over and just stands there? Because once it's in my Dal Amos, it's my object now. Why not say hichzikba? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. So Rabbi Kiva Eger ends up answering that since it's a Dal Amos, as we'll see in a second, is a Takanas Chachamim. Certain Kinyanim are deraisa, certain Kinyanim are derabanim. So Dal Amos is a special Kinyan that Tiknu Chachamim, so people don't fight with each other. Problem is, you fell on top of it, and it's called Ani Mahapech Becharara, Ani trying to figure out and find it. So for me to be a chazer and take it from underneath you, even though he made no kinnin, the guy's trying to get the kinnin. He doesn't know what to do. So he fell on it, he's going to pick it up eventually. So I quickly slip it from underneath him. The Chacham did not make a kinnin in that way, Takan, in such a way where there's violating an isser. Where again, some Ani's involved in trying to be konin, and I just slip it out from underneath him. That's an isser of Ani Mahapich Becharara. So in that situation, they never made a takana. So that's why Dal Amos doesn't work if I stand in the place. But if I were to grab it, hichzikba, which a real kinyan deraisa, then that would work. What's your problem, Ezra?
Yeah, the Dal Amos is, I'm not supposed to say Dal Amos doesn't work over here.
So Rabbi Kiva Eger says again, because Dal Amos, as we'll see in a moment, is a takanas chacham. Chacham did not institute the takana, the kinyan Dal Amos, in a case where some other guy is trying to get it. He's anani v'hapich b'charara. So for me to take it out from him, there's an issue the Gemara Kedushin tells us to take away. Some guy's trying to work, go through the garbage and find an object, to find something he lost. Right. And I grab it from underneath him, that's an issue. He was already osik in that Indian.
But
he an osik? No, the ani is osik. He fell on top of it. Okay. But the kingdom doesn't work yet.
Right?
So
right.
Even on ani, but it's a concept we view.
Right.
So for me to just pull it out from underneath him, that's an issue. He was really involved in that first.
This takana,
yeah, but according to this Mishnah, it's okay, no?
No, that's all.
Only hichzikba. If I'm hichzik, the kingdom, hichzikba is a kinyan deraisa.
But what is the machzikba? Originally?
No, the guy fell on top of it. He doesn't work. Nefila doesn't work. There's no kin in nefila. I go and I pull it out. I'm koneh because hichzik ba is a kin in deraisa.
Even though it's anya mehavila.
Exactly. It
works.
But the kin in deraisa, that's how it works. But for takanas chachamim, they would not institute that dal amos works in a case where some guy is trying to get it. That's not nice. So the chum did not create the takana. Hichzik ba is a real din deraisa.
They're probably both in the dal amos, no?
Well, we'll see in a second. The guy in the fila, Dafka, didn't want to use Dal Amos. The fact that he fell on it was showing he didn't want to use Dal Amos. Okay, we'll get involved in that in a second. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Ishlakish, Rishlakish says, Mishim Abba Kohen Bardila, Arba Amos Shal Adam Konos Lo Bechomachim. The lach is that Dal Amos of a person is always going to something, no matter where he is, Bechomachim. This machlok is what Bechomachim means. Does it even work in Rosh Hashanah or not? But Bechomachim Pasha means no matter where he is, Dal Amos is Kona and the objects. My time out, what's the reason? Chacham didn't want people to fight. So once it's in your Dal Amos, it's in your territory, you have full rights to it.
So he's arguing the Mishnah?
No, we didn't. We'll see in a second. Gemara is about to present the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Amar Bai Moses Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef asked the question from Peya. And Amar Rava said, Moses Rabbi Yaakov Bar Eden Nezikin. Rabbi Yaakov had to ask question from Nezikin. So that's just the Hakdam. So what's the question they asked on this din of Dal Amos? So first the Gemara says, Abai Moses Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. So what's the mission in Peya? The Mishnah says, Natal Miktas Peya, right? We know the farmer has to leave over the corner of the field for the Aniyim. It's one of the Matnos Aniyim. So he leaves over. Now the Ani is Natal Miktas Peya. The Ani takes some of the Peya. Zark Al Shar and throws on the rest of the Peya. He takes one wheat and throws on the rest, hoping to be Kona the rest of the wheat that's there in the Peya. So Lach is Ein La Baklum. Doesn't work. There's no such kin as throwing payer on top of other payer. He falls on top of it. Paras talis alea. He throws the talis over it, trying to be koneh in such a way. Ma'avir also himana. We take it away. There's no such kin as falling, and the fila isn't a kinyan. V'chein ba'omer shichra. Same thing with omer shichra. If there's some forgotten omer, which you're allowed to take, you throw it on top of the other shichra, it doesn't work. You need to be magbiyat. So if there's a machlokes, what does it mean, that ma'vir noso? The guy falls on top of the other peya, ma'vir noso. So Rambam says, we ma'vir in everything, even that which he took correctly. He picked up some wheat, some peya, then he fell on top of the rest of the peya. Rambam says we take away all the peya, even the peya that he took in the first place, because he was megal daito, that he wanted to be kohen everything, everything in one shot. So from the fact that the end of the kinyan of the peya doesn't work, it doesn't work even on the beginning. Others show an argument and say, no, whatever he picked up in Magbihagbah, that works. The rest, which he fell on top of, that's where we say, Ma'virno, so we take it away from him. But either way, what's the kasha from here? So the Gemara says, the Amris, if it's really true that Reish Lakish holds Arba Amos Shel Adam Konis Lo B'chol Makom. So then, Niknu Le Arba Amos. So the Ani, by standing there, Arba Amos Didei, it should work. Why does the Nefila undo his Dal Amos? Dal Amos works B'chol Makom. Says the Gemara, he didn't say, I want to use my kinyan of Dal Amos. He didn't articulate it. So the Gemara says, who cares? If Chacham made a takana for Dal Amos to work, who cares whether he said it or didn't say it? What's that mir have to do with anything? Now the Gemara says, Kivin de Nafel, since he fell on top of it, Gali Daite de Benefila Nichle. Once he found top of it, he made it clear to us that he'd rather be koneh through nefila, which doesn't work.
Only on nefila, or also on the
zara kaleya
and older.
All the other ones, all of them.
So kevin the zarak or kevin the yachtalis, right?
Yeah, exactly. All those cases, right? Yeah. So if you look in the toes on the bottom for a second before you turn the page, should we do it? How are we doing time? Should we do both toes? That's a little late. All right, let's do the bottom toes. Ma'vir no so heimana. Tosas writes, how the guy falls on top of it. And you just say, you know, Mavirino, so we take it away from him. The pay is not his, because in the field it doesn't work. Afilu, Rasha lo mikri. He's not even called a Rasha when you take the pay away from the guy, even though it's underneath him. Why? Viafagav, the ani mahapech hamapech bacharara. Isn't he an ani who's trying to work through the garbage and find some food? V'ba'acher v'not lo nikra rush, the Gemara says, and you take it away from the poor ani, you're called a Rasha. So this guy should be a Rasha. It's an ani. That's the situation, because the guy could have went to another land. So the guy doesn't get the pear here. Go to the neighbor farm, the neighboring farmer, and get it from him. So it's not really taking away from him. He could get it from next door. The guy's going to the garbage, it's hefker. If he doesn't get in this garbage, it's not the next garbage isn't going to have food necessarily. So when the guy has, the only thing he has is with the food in front of him, and you grab it under him while he's trying to work through it, that's where you call the rasha. But where you're taking something from him, where he could get from somewhere else by the neighboring farm, that's not called the rasha. Very, very important din in terms of this halacha of mapich b'charara. How do you know? At Metzia, we assume there are no other Metzias like this. But come to Peya, so it could be right. It could be a situation, let's say you're in a place where there's no Jews. The last one or no Jews, and maybe you would be right.
It's saying differently. It's also saying that in Bekidushin, there was a real estate deal. One was looking to buy it, and then the other one came and snatched it. Here, so it's saying by real estate, you can say that the guy who snatched could have bought a different house. Right, but here, the guy who grabbed the metzia couldn't have found another metzia. That's what Tosfot is saying.
You know, I think it's not that the guy who snatched it. I think the guy who was snatched from.
No, the snatcher. Tosfot is saying. Tosfot is saying, mishum de efshar lelemitrach ulemizban achar achwiti.
Yeah, the other
buyer,
guy.
The buyer who ended up buying it by kiddushin. There was a case there of a rav who wanted to buy a house. And then came another Rav and bought it.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
So he could have bought a different house. He didn't Davka have to buy this house. But here you can't say, oh, you can find another Metzia. Metzia is a Metzia.
Oh, you're right. Very good, yes. The snatcher, the Ganov, very good. The Ganov, by the case of the house. He could have went to some other place and buy it. But if it's the only thing available, then
it's a Metzia.
Everyone has full rights to it. Until you make that final kinyan, we don't have...
No, you can't say, go find another Metzia. It's a Metzia, Metzia by nature.
Very good, yeah. Very good. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, now on the top of Yudam Abayz. Gemara says, Rapapa Amar. Papa says differently. He says, Kita kini le rabbanon arba amos. Ba'alma b'sade, the ba'alma b'sade, the ba'alma is l'takin l'rabbanon. When they gave a kinyan for a person dal amos, it was ba'alma. No matter where you are, Rashi is b'simta shurishus l'chaladam, a neutral territory. Everybody has full rights to us. O b'rishus harabim, o b'tzeid b'rishus harabim, v'hi hafker l'rabim l'mshoch l'socha etzricha l'tzeis menatachak. Any place where it's neutral territory. But says the Gemara again, b'sade the ba'alma is. Where one guy owns it, the farmer owns it, lo takin lirabban, there the Chacham did not give a din of dal amos, and therefore that's why it didn't work in the case of Peah. Ve'af agav the zachil lirachmana begave, even though the Torah gave us a certain zachus, the ani is zachus, ki zachil lirachmana la luche be ilunkute Peah. They gave you zachus to walk in the guy's farm and his field to get the Peah. But lemehe ve'chatzera lo chatzachil lirachmana, but to allow to work as your chatzer, that the Chachamim never gave you the rights in some other guy's field. We see from this Gemara, by the way, there's a machlokas what the nature of Dal Amos is. It's mashu from this Gemara, it's a chatzer. Calls it a chatzero. Sounds like Dal Amos is midin chatzer. Okay.
Right, so also with a worker, you could say the same thing. That's why he wasn't calling it just by being there.
Because it's in the field of the...
Because he's working by the field of the...
But you could say, but there, once you say Yad Balbais...
Well, that's why he had to mention that he was actually getting. Otherwise, he just by standing there would have also gotten.
But no, the arcane issue with the pole was he's magbia for the Baal Bias though. That might make sense for the Baal Bias though.
He's right, but otherwise if he would be kind of before he sees it, it's already his. If there's not even an Indian of picking before he picked it, he already
the metzia in the guy's backyard is already kona midin chater to the pole.
I mean, you can
to
see
the
Baal Bias.
Okay. Fine, that's all the first Shaila from Maseches Peah. So then comes on Amar Rava. Rava now says, Moses Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. He asks a question from Nezikin. Our Mishnah here in Babatzia, Ra'a is a Metzia Venafala. The guy sees a Metzia, falls on top of it. Uva'acher, some other guy comes, Hichzikba, and grabs that Metzia. Zesh Hichzikba, Zachaba. The guy who grabs it is Kona, but the guy who fell on top of it is not Kona. Now, V'yam, if Reish Lakish really holds, Arba Amos Shel Adam Konis Lo B'Chol Makom Niknele Arba Amos Didei. The guy who fell on top of it, granted the field doesn't work, but it's in his Dal Amos. It should work Midin Dal Amos. So the Gemara says Hacha B'Maskina Dilo Amar Ikne. He doesn't say I want to be Konin. So asks the Gemara again. V'Yak Takin Rabbanim. If a Chachamim made a Takana for the guy Kilo Amar when he didn't say my Havi, who cares if he wanted to or not? Who it's in the mirror, has nothing to do with it. It's a Takana Rabbanim. Dal Amos is always Konin. So why doesn't Dal Amos work in this case? Gemara says Kevin
exactly then, what we asked before.
Exactly, same
case. No?
Different case. Before it was on Peah, yeah, now it's on the Metziah case.
Okay.
So Gemara says, no. Kevin the Nafal Alea Galadaita de Minafila Nichalei de Nikne Barba Amos Lo Nichalei de Nikne. Since he fell, that was indicating he didn't want to use the Dal Amos Avenue. Comes along with Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Sheshes says that the answer is Amar Kita Kinir Rabbanim Besimta de Lo Dachki Rabbanim Bishis Rabbim de Kodachki Rabbanim Lo Takinir Rabbanim. When did the Chachamim, or where really did the Chachamim allow him to have Dal Amos? It's only in a simta, in an alleyway, where it wasn't it's not flooded by people. Okay. But Rishit Rabbim, where it's Dachi Rabbim, where there are many people going through it, there they did not give them the din of Dal Amos. Gemara said, what do you mean? But b'chol makom, kamar. Didn't the statement say, there's Takini Rabbanim b'chol makom, no matter where? Says the Gemara, no, b'chol makom means, k'makom l'asuyetzide Rishit Rabbim, the sides of the Rishit Rabbim, but not the actual Rishis Rabbim. And that's why it doesn't work by Mitzia. But in the Chanami, had it been Tzidei Rishis Rabbim or Besimta, Dal Amos would work, even though he fell on top of this as well. Okay, now the Gemara says another statement of Reish Lakish in the name of Amar Reish Lakish Mishim Abba Kohen Bardila, Ketana Ein Lachatzer Vein La'arba Amos. A girl doesn't have a Chatzer, nor does she have Dal Amos to work for. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Mishum Rabbi Yanai Amar Yesh La'chatzer V'yesh La'arba Amos. Okay, two-way machlokas, whether Kana has Chatzer and Arba Amos or not. My Kamifuki, what's machlokas between Reish Lakish and Yochanan? Mar Saver Chatzer Mishum Yad Israbe. Chatzer is an extension of a Yad. And Kihecha the Isla Yad, Chatzer Nami Islam. How do we know that she has a Yad? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kihecha the Isla Yad, the Mishiodas Lishmor's Gita, when she's old enough or has enough Das to watch over her get, Migurashis, it works. The Lo Miata Rachmana Ella Shote, the Mishalcha Vichozeres. The Torah never excludes a woman from being divorced unless she's a shota where she is sent away and she comes back. She doesn't know that she was divorced from him. She continues to turn. That's the only time the shota, the get doesn't work. But any other age, any other das, if she knows how to leave and stay out of the house, it's a good. So you see, v'nasam b'yada, you give the get to her hand, so even a katana, as long as she has enough das, she has a yad. So kihicha. Sorry?
No, just has the chatzar hers. I thought the one of Nashakana.
Oh, that's the general question. Gittin, how does it work? If she has no yad, has it work? Gemara says ban keachad. They come together. She grows her yad and she's koneh the get at the same time. That's a sugya in Gittin. But here we see that she certainly has a yad. So once she has a yad, the Gemara says kihechad isla yad chatzar nami isla. Because this understanding of Reish Lakish is that a chatzar, rather Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzar is midin yad. She has a yad. She has a chatzar. Umar Saver, but according to Reish Lakish, Chatzer Mishum Shlichas is Rabbi. No, Chatzer is Midin Shlichas, very important. Machlokas, Vichihecha, the Shlichas Lesla, Chatzer Nami Lesla. There's no Shlichas by a Ketana, so therefore, she doesn't have a Chatzer either. So again, the Machlokas is really, what's the nature of Chatzer? Is it Midin Yad, or is it Midin Shlichas? So then the Gemara says, Mi'ikaman Damar, Chatzer Mishum Shlichas is Rabbi. Does anyone think that Chatzer is really Din Shlichas? Chatzer, everyone would agree, Chatzer is Midin Yad. How do we know? Bahatanya, the Brisa says, Biyodo, Ein li ela yado gaga chatzer v'karfifo minayin. So this is referring to what's the pasuk here? When a guy steals, he catch the ganav, and he has biyodo, he has a gneva. So we know only if he's caught with it in his yad. But what if it's in his rooftop, his chatzer? How do we know? Tamalomer, himate temate mikomakom. Anywhere where you find it. So we see from this Brisa that the pasuk says yad. A chatzer is an extension of yad, not an extension of shlichus. Gemara says, "V'isakadaita chatzer mishum shlichus." This Rabbi, if really chatzer is mitin shlichus, imkain matzinu shliach ledvar vera. V'kaimulon ein shliach ledvar vera. If my chatzer is my shliach, and now I'm saying my chatzer is going to be kone the gneva, which is an iser, of course, that means a shlichus by dvar vera. I'm getting an iser to the shlichus of my chatzer. We say, of course, ein shliach ledvar vera. The fact that we say my chatzer can be kone the avera must be it's not midin shlichas, it must be midin yad. So the Gemara says that's not a raya. Amar Ravina hecha amrina den shliach dvar avera. When do we say there's no shlichas by an avera? Hecha the shliach bar chiyuva hu. When the shliach is a person who's a bar chiyuva. So then we say that the shlichas doesn't extend back to the mishalech. The shliach, the person, is getting the avera, not the mishalech. But when the chatzer is not a person, the shliach is not a person like the chatzer, so then we say, who mechayev shalcho? So the shalcho is mechayev. So yes, say nechanami. Normally, shlichus is ein shlichus devar vera, but when my shliach is an object, like a chatzer, then we do say that the shlichus does work and the avera goes back to the mishalach. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, el miata, ha'omer li'isha ve'eved tzu ganvi li, I say to my wife or to my eved, go steal from me, d'la b'nei chiyuvininu, they're not subject to paying. The mission, Baba Kama tells us, that they're parted from paying. There's no tashlumin by a wife and by an eved. So they're not by chiyuva. So then I should be chayiv if they steal for me. So Gemara says, hachanami de mechayiv sholchan, I should be chayiv as a mishalayach, even though they violated the avera, because they're not bar chiyuva. So the Gemara says, Amris Isha of Eved B'nei Chiyuvininu. No, of course an Isha and Eved are violating the Isser of Geneva. Hashtemiya Leslie Lashume, they just can't pay you because they have no money. Mashkana Eved Kana Rabo, Mashkana Isha Kana Baila. There's no money for them to pay, but of course they get the Isser of stealing. So of course it's going to be an Isser for the Shliach and not for the Mishalech. The Mishnah tells us, Nisgarisha Ha'isha, Nishtachar Ha'eved, Chayavim L'shalim. When the woman's divorced or the Eved gets freed, then they have to pay back for any damages, anything that they stole in the interim. But while being married and while being under the control of the Rav, they have no money to pay. But Einach Nami, they're Bar Chiyuva. So if they were to steal from me, they would get the Isser, not the Mishalech. Everyone's good still? Yeah, somewhat? Okay. Gemara now says, Rav Sama Amar, Heicha aminan ein shliach dvar veira. When do we not say shliach dvar veira? Heicha di ibay avid, ibay lo avid. If the guy, the shliach, has an option, he can either do this or not do this, and he decides to do it, he gets the avera, not me, because he chose to do this. Right? Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, mishomim. He made the wrong decision. Aval chatzer debal hakarcha demosiv ba mechayiv shalcha. But a chatzer has no option. It's just placed in the chatzer. So then, even though chatzer is midin shlichas, we don't say ein shlich dvar vera. We say the yesh shlichas dvar vera when the shliach, in this case the chatzer, has no option, and the avera does go back to the mishalech. So the two different reasons here as to why the mishalech, and again, normally speaking, ein shlich dvar vera, meaning that the mishalech doesn't get the iser, the shliach gets the iser. There are some occasions, though, where the Mishlech will get the Isser. When is that? So again, according to the first understanding of the Gemara here, it's that when the Shliach is not Bar Chiyuva, it's an object, so then the Aver goes back to the Mishlech. You can't give an Aver to the Chatzer, it goes to the Mishlech. That's answer one. Answer two is that when the Shliach has no choice in the matter, that's when the Mishlech gets the Aver. Those are two different reasons why the Mishlech gets the Aver, even though Chatzer is Midin Shlichas. I mean, the chatzer doesn't make a decision. The geneva is dropped off in my chatzer. The chatzer can't decide to accept the aveira or not. It's bar karcha. So you can't give the chatzer an aveira, whatever that means. So the mishalach gets the aveira in that case. So those are two different explanations why there is an aveira to the mishalach in case of the ganav here, even though there's shlichas by the chatzer. So my benai, what's the nafkamina between these two different explanations? Ike benai, the nafkamina is kohen damar la yisrael. A Kohen tells the Yisrael, Tzei v'kiddish li isha grusha. We know, of course, a Kohen not allowed to marry a grusha, it's Issa deraisa. So now he says to the Yisrael, marry a grusha for me, be my shliach. So what's going on here? So on one hand, he has the option. He doesn't have to do this if he doesn't want to. So therefore, the Issa should go to the Yisrael. But on the other hand, the Yisrael is not bar chiyuva. There's no Issa for the Yisrael to marry the grusha. So since he's not a bar chiyuva, it's like the chatzer, that's not a bar chiyuva, so then the avera should go back to the mashaleach, in this case, the kohen. That's one nafkamina. Inami, ish amar la liisha akfili katan. He says to a woman, I want you to remove the payas, cut the payas off of the katan. So an ish is not subject to the iser. So on one hand, so she's not a bar chiyuva, so the iser should go back to the mashaleach. Yet on the other hand, she has an option. She has a decision to make. She could say, I don't want to. Since she decided to do the cutting of the payos, so maybe she should get the iser, not the mishlech. So these are two circumstances where the shliach is not bar chiyuva, but the shliach has the option of doing it or not. So Gemara explains this. L'hach, listen to that understanding. Damar kol heicha di bay avid, di bay lavid. If it's all dependent on the option, lo mechayiv sholchol, then the sholchol doesn't get the iser, rather the shliach gets the iser. Hachanami, here too as well. The Yisrael and the wife, the woman, di bay avid, di bay lavid, lo mechayiv sholchol. We shouldn't mechayiv the sholchol, and we should mechayiv the shliach. But l'hach, listen to the other understanding. Damar, as we said, kol heicha the shliach la bar chiyuva, that when the shliach is not bar chiyuva, in which case we say that you mechayiv sholcho, that if you give the issur to the sholech, hani nami came in the law b'nei chiyuva ninu mechayiv sholcho. Since the Yisrael in the case of the grusha, and the woman in the case of the bal tekifu, since they're not bar chiyuva, they wouldn't get the issur, rather the mishalech would get the issur. That's the two nafkaminas. Let's may as well finish the top of the next page. The mission that the Gemara now says, right now we have, just to recap, focus whether or not chater is midin yad or midin shlichas. So now the Gemara challenges this. Is there such an opinion that holds chater la mishir yado? Is Rabbi that chater is not midin yad? Of course it's midin yad. Hatane, doesn't the Rishon say yada? There's the pasuk about gerushin. It says v'nosim b'yada, you hand the get to her hand. Ainli ela yada, the Gemara says, I only know if you hand it into her yad. How do I know Gaga Chatera Vekarpifa Minayin? How do I know if I place it in any of these properties of hers that works? Tamalomer Venasan Mikol Makom. So you give it to her anywhere it is. So we see that Chatzer is an extension of the Yad. How can anybody say Chatzer is Midin Shlichas? So the Gemara says Leinian Get Kuyama Lo Pligi the Chatzer Mishum Yado. Everyone agrees when regards to Get, her Chatzer is a Midin Yad. It's Rabbi. Everyone agrees to that. Dafka by Get. Kipligi, when they argue in a mitzia, when it comes to mitzia, that's the shaila. Whether it's midin yad by mitzia as well, or maybe it's midin shlichas. What's the machlokas? If the Torah says by get, chatz is midin yad, so you would think anywhere that chatz should always serve as yad. Why do you think there's a difference? So Gemara explains on the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph, and we'll take this in the next six lines to the Mishnah. Yal humar savar yal fina mitzia miget. One opinion thinks that you should learn mitzia from get. Get's the model, midiraisa. If get, Chatzir is the miyad by get, so too by mitzi it should be chatzir midin yad. But mar savar lo yalfino mitzi miget. The other opinion thinks we don't learn mitziya from get. Why not? Look at Rashi the Svara. Rashi says two lines down, mar savar lo yalfino mamona mi isura. The two different categories. We don't learn mamon from isur. Gemara tells us in many places. So mitziya is mamon, and gitin is isur. We don't learn mamona mi isura. So the Gemara says, therefore, mamon is midin shlichos. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, another suggestion is as follows. Ibai Seima, b'ktana kuliyama lo pligi. By ktana, no one argues the alfina mitziyam get. Right, the ktana is the case of get. That's the source. Ktana by get, that she has a yad, and chatzah is an extension of her hand. So by mitziyam of a ktana, she also has a yad. Chatzah is midin yad by the ktana. So what's machlokes? V'hacha b'katan kamithligi. What about a katan though? Our only case we have is by katana in the Torah. What about a katan? So b'katan kamithligi. Mar sever yalfinan katan miktana. Umar sever lo yalfinan katan miktana. One opinion thinks a katan is learned from a katana. That katan also, there his chatzer is midinyad, no different than a katana. But the other opinion thinks that katan is different than a katana. Okay? And then the Gemara says the last suggestion is v'ibay seima mar amar hachada. Or perhaps we could say that there is no Isser at all. Everyone agrees that, look at Rashi, where Rashi's the last few lines before the Mishnah, Mar Amar Chada, Rabbi Shimon Lakash Amar Lina Metziah, Rabbi Yochanan Lina Get, Inami Mar Amar Chada, and Mar Amar Ketanam. There is no machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We're going back to the original point when they spoke about, wait, that doesn't make sense, hold on a second. Yeah, that when it comes to Reish Lakish, when he says that there is no Yad, for Ketana, he's referring to Mitzia, that she has no Yad by Mitzia, and Yochanan is referring to by Get. So what comes out is, a Ketana only has a Yad by Get, but she doesn't have a Yad by Mitzia. There is no Machlokas.
The general Machlokas is Rav Yochanan says, Yesh Lachatzer, Yesh Larabamos,
yeah.
And Reish Lakish says, Ketana, En Lachatzer.
Exactly. So now we're saying there's not a Machlokas. We're talking about two different cases. Rav Yochanan says, there is a Yad midin Get, Reish Lakish is referring to Mamon, but she has no Yad by Mitzia.
The original in the Torah, it's talking
about
a get, it's talking about
a
katana. Yeah. How do we know that?
Because Rashi said earlier, it doesn't distinguish between different ages. The only type of woman who can't be divorced is a woman who's a shoter, doesn't know how to come back, who always comes back. Other than that, it's like all women, us and the other. If a katana can get married, and we know a katana can get married, so we can also get a get. It's a whole another discussion about who can hold it. The father, Avia, Vihi, that's the Mishnah in Gittin about that.
As far as throwing it into the... That's considered her property? Mm.